Staff members at the Haitian American Youth Alliance have been hard at work since hearing of Tuesday's deadly 7.0 earthquake, trying to help those with loved ones in Haiti, even while worrying about their own.
I have uncles, I have aunts, I have cousins, I have half my family's in Haiti right now, and I can't get in touch with none of them.
There are an estimated 45,000 Americans in Haiti. Telephone lines are down, so word on people's welfare is slow in coming.
What matters right now to me is just to hear his voice, so that I'm okay.
These people, I know a lot of them is going to die.
And often, when news comes, it isn't good.
Nobody knew what was going on, and he could hear people yelling, crying for help. He said that he didn't understand what was going on.
In Washington Wednesday, Haiti's ambassador to the U.S. called on the world to help, requesting a quadrupling of U.S. aid to his country, already plagued by poverty and years of political instability.
The way it is, Port-au-Prince has to be rebuilt. I think a lot of the shanty towns that were crushed should not be rebuilt in Port-au-Prince, decentralized.
On Wednesday, U.S. President Barack Obama promised a full-scale humanitarian effort.
I have directed my administration to respond with a swift, coordinated, and aggressive effort to save lives.
From around the world, relief in the form of supplies and manpower is on the way. Laurel Boom in VOA News, Washington.